Hello, Dr. Tori Robeson here, chiropractic practice success consultant, where I teach you how to go farther than you ever thought you could. You're listening to the Chiro Success Podcast. Welcome to part two of the Starting a Practice Zoom recording. Enjoy.
It's broken down into beautiful little paragraphs. The way the words are capitalized, this is a treasure to humanity. Little thin guy. That's all you need. Just that. In fact, those three right there. There you are. You can knock those out in a week. Completely change your life. Okay? All right? All right. Very, very good. Oh, it's everything I can do to not start flipping open the pages. Look at this. I got them all marked, all the key stuff. I have to get them out of my sight. Otherwise, okay? Ugh, it's so incredible. Can you tell I'm excited about chiropractic? I'm more excited now than I ever was, and I was excited when I first went. Because the more I get adjusted, the more I realize how unbelievable it is. It's a phenomenon. Do you understand that? And here's what you do. You work on somebody, and then you lean over and you say, isn't this unbelievable? You just pulled right up. You came right in. Okay? Did I put anything in your body? No. Did I take anything out? No. I just used my bare hands. I use my bare hands, and you're better for $50. Is that not a phenomenon? No side effects. The side effects are the benefits. Is that not unbelievable? Is that not? I mean, just think about that for a second. You have to remember, there's these forces trying to push you down because it's right. What is right gets pushed down, and what's wrong and corrupt and goofy will be everywhere. It'll be tax supported. So you know you're right because we got the forces against us. That's how you know what you're doing is right. That's simple. Like all things that have to do with high performance health, it is the road less traveled. It's the 5%, and you can be proud of it. We love the desperado thing of chiropractic. Chiropractor, I hope someone challenges me about being a chiropractor or chiropractic. I'll sit there at the lunch table and go, oh, this is going to be such a great lunch. In fact, I think I'll order another Caesar salad, please, because we're not going to be going anywhere for a while. And I will just start to work on people slowly, using some little definitions, some nice little examples, okay, that you can't argue with. And by the time we're done, I'm looking at everybody's neck, okay, at the lunch table, all right? So, have fun with that and always be proud because you are right, okay? You just want to get really, really good at it now. Okay, next thing I want to share with you is this very important point, okay? All right. All right. There's going to be a couple things. I'm going to be moving around here a little bit, but you have to understand this and you experience Winner's Edge DCs. By the way, think of that name, how good that name is. Winner's Edge. You have to have the edge to win. In competitive swimming, in gymnastics, in chiropractic, you have to give yourself an edge through what? Superior training, a superior reference group of successful friends, superior philosophical foundation, superior business skills, which only we have. By the way, in choosing a chiropractic coach, just ask them this. Mr. Coach or Mr. whoever person is trying to sell me on the program because you infiltrated the college, okay? Just tell me this. I want you to take like 1 minute and just describe to me how exactly I can pay off all my student loans and the exact strategy for me to become a multimillionaire to set myself up for retirement. Ready? Go. And none of them will be able to say anything. And you will realize their uselessness instantly. Compare it to this. Well, what we're going to do is this, is we have to get the money secured for the practice. And based on how much money we have, we're going to get the right space. We're going to get it built out and equipped, all the systems and procedures put in there so we can get open. Now, the goal is to be seeing over 100 visits a week within 90 days of opening. That should get us around $20,000 plus a month. We should be covering the expenses. We want to continue to market and promote, develop our skills, and build your affluence in the area and your reputation so we can continue to grow to 50 visits a day and 200 visits a week. Now, we're going to have enough income that we can start the Winner's Edge rapid fire process on the student loans, where you're going to make a full payment every single month, And we're going to set up an automatic bill pay every week to make an additional payment every week, another $100, another $250 a week. Then we'll use the special technique where you're going to use your bill pay and make another little payment every single day, $10, $20, $50. And that will start the student loans coming down very, very quickly. In fact, they will come down at an increased rate. We're going to make sure everything else is okay financially and you're continuing to grow with the practice. And as that comes down, we're going to install the habit of saving and the Winner's Edge money flow system. We will put our investment strategy in place so you have the architecture in place and it's going to be sitting there idling. It's going to just have a little fuel going into it, idling, ready to go, sitting at the starting line, just waiting for those loans to be gone. And as those student loans pay up, boom, we're going to redirect that money toward house. You're going to go and get yourself the car, any car you want when those student loans are done. You want the Audi Q8, you want the sweet BMW, you deserve it because the loans are gone. You've got the money, you get the car. And we redirect the money into those long-term investments that will create passive income that will automatically reinvest and it'll grow. And then it'll be $100,000 saved, then to $250,000, then to $500,000, and $500,000 to $1 million is a lot faster than from zero to $500,000. You'll have your first $1 million put away. Now that's earning interest and earning incredible dividends that are growing on top of themselves. And then you'll end up approaching $2 million. You'll still be young, healthy, vital, active, generous, and enjoying and loving your incredible life as a chiropractor. Would you like to get started today and join our group? I'm the only person in the world that can do that. Okay? Now, why do I say that? Because it sounds like I'm bragging, but you don't know, so I just have to tell you, because you don't have anything to compare it to. But I say it this way, get me out of the way. Who cares about that? That is exactly what you're doing with your patients. You're going to come in, we're going to take a careful look, and we're going to visit. I'm going to examine that spine. There's 24 vertebrae. We got to figure out which ones are the ones that are really in trouble. I'll put together a plan to make the adjustments. We need a little bit of time because the tissue has to repair and it has to replace all the damaged cells. It's just like if you got a cut and needed stitches, it's going to take some time to heal. And then as you heal and get better, you'll be feeling better and moving better, sleeping better, energy will be better, your life will be better. And of course, I'm going to recommend that you send in family and friends so they can benefit from chiropractic also. And then down the road, what a waste it would be to see it all go bad again. So we'll put you on one of our incredible wellness plans that will allow you to benefit from chiropractic care into the future. It's the same thing. See? And by the way, what I'm trying to teach you here is to think sequentially and to be able to articulate it. And because I can describe it, I can have it. Because if you can't describe it, you can't do it. We must become better at describing things. If you can't describe how to do something, you can't do it. Okay? I can describe it, which means I can do it, which means I can show you how to do it. Okay? Okay? All right. Hang with us and everything will be fine. Okay, what I want to say here very quickly is this. Remember now, in a typical chiropractic week, now we talked about the schedule. In our booklets, which when everybody's office opens, they will all have all of our booklets, okay? And in there, we have the exact recommended schedule for the chiropractor for every level of volume that they are at, okay? In a nutshell, it kind of looks like this. Monday through Friday, a.m., p.m., it's basically 9 to noon, 3 to 6. There's some technical details here. It's actually 9:30 to noon, but we don't have time. Well, okay, let me mention this very quickly. We tell everybody 9:30 because we know people are going to be coming in at 9:10. There's a specific way to handle masses of people, to handle a crowd. Okay? Individual people are okay to deal with. A crowd is a nightmare. So you must control it by how you do your scheduling. So you tell everybody 9:30. It's 9:30 on the decals. It's 9:30, okay, on the website. But you know you have a huddle at 9 and you're ready at 9:07, okay? And then the door is unlocked. You say noon, but of course that means you'll be done at, say, till 12:30. You say 3 o'clock, but of course people are going to be pounding on the door at 2:45, so you're ready at 2:30. This way you get a legit two-hour break. And of course you live right by your office. Never ever will you live someplace where you can't go home for lunch. That is a huge fail. Never ever do you commute or drive to an office. Ever. It means you failed to set up and manage your life properly. The office is there, I work there, and I can buzz down and I can buzz home for lunch, I can buzz in on Saturday. That is part of the setup for the successful, high-powered life. My place is right there. It has to be there if I want to kill it. I got to drive everywhere. Look at the money you're losing just from driving. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for no reason other than your poor planning. All right? So here we are. And you come in for one time on Saturday. Once you're profitable, everything's okay, you get rid of that. Technically, once the student loans are gone, okay, you get rid of that. All right? And then as you're continuing, you have the full money flow system in place, and you start to build, beef some stuff up, you get rid of that. Now you got a four-day week. And then as you're able to sustain that, 100 visits a day, you're automatically saving your age. Remember now, success as a chiropractor is this. You have no student loans, and you're auto-saving your age. So if you're 38, you're saving $38,000 a year automatically after tax. That's like $750 a week automatically after tax. Oh, she's a successful chiropractor. No, she's not. A successful chiropractor paid off their student loans and they're auto-saving their age. That is the landmark of just cruising along and then being actually successful. You did it. You paid off the obligations that got you there. And now you're investing. You're going from paying debt to investing. You see, there's a transition there where you go from being here to there. There is the point where you are now successful. It's not possible to be a successful chiropractor if you still have student loans. You're a chiropractor, but you are not successful yet. Okay? Then what do? We get rid of Tuesday morning. Why? Because that's when we train. That's when you have your team meeting. That's where you get little paperwork stuff done. So now you have this perfect schedule that you can do year after year after year and just love, because you always have a three-day weekend. You got this break. You got this big Monday. Then Tuesday, boom, boom, your pillar days, and you're out. It's incredible. But the point I want to make with this now, very quickly, everybody, very quickly now, is this. Okay? You got to earn that. Okay, and it can even get to this, right? All right, but you got to earn it, okay? Remember this now, very important point. Most of you winners will already have seen me do this, but I'll be quick. You have approximately 1,600 minutes that you're in the office. Now, most of this time is spent walking, because the layout is wrong, and you're spending the step management, the number of steps between each patient. Okay? If you're going down a hall, you've just sacrificed your whole life. Every step counts. Because if you're taking just three more steps, well, that's 9 feet. And then it's 9 feet back. That's 18 feet. At 40 people a day, you're walking 30 miles a year. Okay? All right, so let's have Brandon just start walking 30 miles, and I'll start adjusting people at $50 a minute. He's walking. I'm making 50 a minute. Which one would you rather be? Everything hangs on your layout. Just like if you want to win car races, everything hangs on the car and then the driver. It's the layout and the chiropractor. The race car and the chiropractor. Okay? All right? So you got 1,600 minutes, but you got to walk around and take some soap notes, and you got to talk to CAs and go to the bathroom and all of this stuff. So really, you have around 800 minutes to actually see people. So how hard is this? If you want to see 200 a week, you have to average 4 minutes a person. And people say, but I want to spend time with my people. You never should have gone to school unless somebody else is paying all your bills. That's reality. You have to live in reality, how things actually work, okay? Oh, I want to see 400 a week? Well, okay. It ain't hard. 2 minutes a person, and that includes new patients and reports and going over stuff mixed into that. There you go, all right? You want to see 400 a week. And be hanging out up here on the mountain versus hanging out down here. And I'm always amazed how these people down here are criticizing these people who are better than them. Oh, my technique is better. Your technique is better? They're getting 70 referrals a month. You're getting 8. They're collecting 100,000 a month. You're collecting 25. But your technique is better? Huh? I'm a Gonstead guy in the beginning. gowning on every single visit. I will show you something for fun. Most of you have seen this. Look at this, still in the case. This is the nicest, all original, pure white Nervoscope probably in the world. It's like it's brand new. This is what I would use to examine every single spine. It crushes me that it sits in a cupboard now, because I do this now. But I'm gowning everybody on every visit, running this on every visit, taking all this time. I joined the coaching group. There's a gal up on the stage talking. Then she says she's seeing 120 visits a day. I'm seeing 25 visits a day. And I'm criticizing her, saying that I'm better than her. Why? Because I'm up on the peak of Mount Stupid. I got a skyscraper up on the peak of Mount Stupid, for crying out loud. She's seeing 500 visits a week, and my 100 a week, I think I'm better than her? I'm still living with a buddy because I can't afford my own place to move into, but I'm better than her as she's at her place looking out at the ocean. But my technique is better than her. She should change and do what I'm doing. And after I got it handed to me a few more times, it started to make sense to me. Okay? That there's efficient ways to do things, and that's what you have to do. Listen carefully. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one. The gowns were gone. Okay, I just do this for my initial exam. After that, it's gone. My treatment time goes to 1 minute. Boom, I'm at 150 visits a day. Never look back. And the Gonstead people still criticize me because I like sold out. Because they see 50 a day when they could see 110 a day. So that's 60 people that don't get care, so they can take all the time that they want with 50. And they argue with me. As if to say, listen carefully, seeing less people is better than seeing more people. What? That was my next point here. You cannot get hung up on technique stupidity. Oh, every patient needs to rest for 10 minutes. No, that's just there. Oh, they got to do all this stuff. No, they don't. This is what gets them better. In an office visit, watch this very carefully. Watch this. Oh, see, we blow out everything, but that's why I always have a backup. Leave it to me. Okay? All right. Watch this. The adjustment basically starts as soon as the person leaves to drive to your office. But say they come in and they see the CA and they're nice, and then they do this, and then they do the roller table, and then boom, they get adjusted. Okay? And then you do another thing, okay? And then that's that. Okay. All right. Of what happened on the office visit, what's the part that got them better? Well, it's right here. It's the actual adjustments themselves. Period. So you got to do this. See ya. Oh, for crying out loud. Okay. See ya. There, just do that. And then see the next person. And then see the next person. Get all the garbage out of there. Help people. Reach people. This is what gets the job done. Get rid of everything else that takes any of your time. That takes any of your time. Okay? Okay. Enough on that. Page 2 is done. All right. We're off to page 3 here. All right. How are we doing? All right. Now, I don't need any sort of a break. Okay? Remember, now, I go about 2:30 in the morning. I've never been to work later than 6 or 6:30 in the morning for years. And I go straight till 3 or 4 o'clock. And I don't really take any breaks, and I never have lunch. I have a very unique schedule. I realize that a lot of people can't do that, and they got to take breaks all the time. But I'm ready to just keep rolling here. But if you need to take some sort of a break, you can. But you don't need one, okay? All right, here we go. Remember our Navy SEAL friend from a recent seminar? On one mission as a Navy SEAL, he had to spend 11 hours and 40 minutes underwater. Imagine that. Okay. Wow. Okay. Very quickly now. Here we go. Lisa's. Why coaching? That's just like common sense. Okay, you don't know anything. That's why you need coaching. When's the last time you owned a successful business that made a tremendous profit? Never. Oh, and you think you can just run out and do it now? Way to go, genius. You know? Okay. All right. Schedule we have under control. Check this out. Newer people have to understand this because somehow this never gets taught. And this is in my books and I have it lots of places. What? I'll tell you what, I don't like that pen as much. This one's better, isn't it? See what I mean? What people need, and I'll just make it simple. Here's what I'll ask a chiropractor, 25 years in practice. What's your care plan recommendation for an adult? Well, it depends. No, it doesn't depend. It's a human adult. It's a human adult that hasn't been to the chiropractor for a long time or never. It doesn't depend. It doesn't depend at all. What would it depend on? Their symptoms? Is that chiropractic? What does it depend on? The human spine that has not been going to a chiropractor, everyone needs, you all need the exact same thing that I need. Everybody who's ambulatory or in a wheelchair, you all need the same thing. It's this simple. Chiropractic is so easy. You need, okay, a bunch of adjustments to get the spine as good as you can. 24 here would really represent a minimum, okay, over a 90-day period of time. Why 90 days? This is basic biology, anatomy, physiology. Ligaments, tendons, muscles, bones, and nerves will have the majority of their healing within 90 days, unless you blow out an ACL, but that's not what we deal with, period. It's basic anatomical healing time, duh. And it can be complicated by smoking and obesity and diabetes, whatever, okay? So it's 90 days and 24 adjustments, okay, is really the minimum, period. And that's what every single adult needs on earth, period. Period. And then what do they need? That. Consistent adjustments to keep it good, because just like anything, it will fall apart. Why doesn't it stay good? I don't know. Why don't your teeth stay clean? Why do you need to eat every day? Why do you have to continue to cut your hair? What are you even asking a question like that for? You have, of course, in a relationship, I love you. We'll just say it once and we'll see if it'll last the relationship for 30 years. Of course it has to be consistent. Anything you don't, your car, I just want to change the oil once. And then people will come to the chiropractor and wonder why they have to keep coming in. It's like, are you really asking me that question? Everything has to be consistent over time. Otherwise, it falls apart. Every airplane. Everything. It's like, are you really asking me that? What are you talking about? Okay? This is what everybody needs. Initial plan, wellness plan. That's it. Okay? And I want to share something with you. And again, for Winner's Edge people, this is such old news. But for new people, you don't know this. Okay? I will just share another powerful thing with you. Why 24 of it? Why isn't it 26? Why isn't it 30? Why isn't it 36? Yeah, no, 36 is better than 24 because it's more. But it also costs more, and it gets people to a price point where less will do it. So we have to have enough adjustments to get things going and get ahead of this and have it be just at the point where the price is the lowest so the most people will do it. It's genius. Now, what else is genius is this, okay? That is a magic number. Why is that a magic number? Oh, Maddie, I love your hat. I love your hat, and so I want to visit with you for a second. Turn on your microphone, Maddie. Hello there. Maddie, so nice to meet you. Where are you, by the way, in the world?
I'm in Texas right now.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. We were just down there. We love Texas. Okay. Why do you think 24 is a special and a powerful number?
So you can divide it evenly throughout the 90 days.
That was very, very well thought out, very lucid. That was a very beautiful thought, well stated. No. No. That is part of it. It's 3 for 8, if you look at it that way. Or it's 4 for 6 per week. But here's what it is, Maddie. I didn't expect you to answer. I just wanted to talk with you for a few minutes. But it can work that way. And by the way, that raises another point. Let me address something here because Maddie brought something up. Never, ever, ever do you say something like this in a chiropractic office. We're going to see you 3 times a week for 4 weeks and 2 times a week for 2 weeks. That is all stupid talk. Don't ever say stupid things like that. And if anybody does, you just have to just go. Why? Because the second you say something like that, people are already trying to figure out a way to not come in. Because they're going, well, next week I've got to be gone for 2 days, so I can't make it. I can't make it 3 times. I can't. I can't. Your care. So it works like this. You never say something like that. And every single patient will say this to you. How often do I need to come in? When do I need to come in again? Be here every day you can during the week. We want to get these adjustments into your spine as swiftly as we can. I can be here like 4 days. Great. I can be here like 2 days. Great. I can be here 3 days. Great. Do you see how that just gets everybody? It meets everybody exactly where they are perfectly, and there's never any weirdness by saying 4 times a week. Well, I can only make it twice. So you just set yourself up for a problem because you made an assumption that the people are just sitting around with nothing to do all day but come and see you. So it's always this. Be here every day of the week that you can. The sooner we get the 24 adjustments in there, just like stitches in a cut, the sooner you will be better. You get the idea? So never say 3 times a week or two. Just stop that. There's so many things like that that don't make sense in chiropractic, and here we've gotten rid of all of the nonsense, okay? But here's the whole point. There's 24 hours in a day. So you have been programmed to fully accept the number 24 as being safe, as being normal, as just being part of life. So when you connect your chiropractic to 24, nobody can disagree with it. Like nobody questions it because it's the number 24. The next most powerful number is 12, which is the option if they can't do 24. 12 eggs, 12 numbers on a clock. I mean, everybody will do 12. So if they can't do that, our next option is a block of 12 because some chiropractic is better than none chiropractic. Okay? And after that, if they, you know, then we have maybe another option, but there's no time to sit there and talk about that now. So numbers are very important, okay? You're not going to have a care plan that costs this, are you? Okay? You go to a hotel. Say you want to stay on the 13th floor. There is no 13th floor in any hotel or any condo or apartment building, okay? Numbers are very unique, okay? So the numbers you have are very, very important. Okay, not only here, but also with fees and everything else. We don't have time for that. That's something we have with all of our videos and for all of our clients. Okay, so you understand here? All right? It's very simple. Initial plan, wellness plan. It goes forever. We call it the infinity plan. That's it. Okay? It's all you're trying to do. And you'll have a great following and a graceful life, and you'll just love yourself. Okay? All right, so what people need, okay? Now, I want you to look at it this way also very quickly, because too many chiropractors are trying to look at someone's symptoms and somehow gauge how many visits they need by how much pain they have. Is it possible that people with no pain are literally on biomechanical death's door? Yes. And there are people with just a ton of pain, and they really don't have much of a problem. It's just a glitchy thing that hurts kind of bad, and they have a weak pain tolerance, so they think it's the end of the world, but in 3 visits, they'll actually feel better, and then we can actually do some work on the spine. Remember now, chiropractic really doesn't get good until after the pain is gone, okay? All right? If someone was 50 pounds overweight, how many workouts do they need? Hundreds. I'm going to work out 204 times this year. For what? Okay? 204 times. So if you recommend someone go to the chiropractor every couple weeks for wellness, you kidding me? It's ridiculous how powerful chiropractic is. Okay? So of course there's repetition. We have to retrain the spine. Okay? It's just the way the body works. But the chiropractor gets weak. I don't know. Let's try for a couple weeks and see how we do. No lying to people. It's negligence, it's malpractice, it's disgraceful, it destroys your soul because you're too weak to tell people what's really going on. Bill, you've laid tile for 25 years. It's taken a toll on the spine. And because of that, it's going to take a little time to get better. It's just the way things work. So I'm going to recommend we have an initial plan here, 24 visits. That's very conservative, but I'm confident it's going to treat you well. And then I'm going to recommend what we do after that to keep it good and even improve more. Because what a waste it would be to get better and let it all get bad again. Okay? Well, how often should I come in? Be here every day of the week that you can, okay? The sooner I can get the adjustments in there, the faster they'll start to make a change inside the body and cause the ligaments, tendons, muscles, bones, and nerves to heal and replace themselves with better tissue to replace the damaged tissue that's in there now. Okay? All right? Sprain an ankle. How much better is it in 2 weeks? It's not. How about 90 days? Better. 40 stitches, 2 weeks, looks nasty. 90 days, pretty well healed. This is not hard to explain. Tissue heals as fast as fingernails grow. Tissue heals as fast as hair grows. Here's what we'll do, Bill. I'm going to put a little mark on the beginning of your fingernail right there, and once it grows all the way out, I'll ask you how you're doing. Here's another truth. You ready for this? I invented this. What do you need? Well, you need one visit for every year of age. Well, Jennifer, you're 42 years old. Your spine is 42 years old. So we need a plan of 42 visits, okay? And obviously you can see if you're 70, you would need more. And if you're 20, you would need less. Obviously that makes sense. We can get started right now. You realize how accurate that is? I could totally have that be a part of the system. What are you gonna do, argue with that? Who's going to argue that a 70-year-old is going to need more than the 42 or more than the 20? And everybody knows if you got a 4-year-old crying out loud, 4 visits will completely change their life. So easy. It's just so easy. It's so easy to have the metaphors and the ways to explain it, to be able to, you have to be able to explain all this stuff to people. Because all you are as a chiropractor is what you can do with your hands and what you can say to people. It's what you say, and it's what you do. I know what to say, and I know what to do. So there I am up on the top of the mountain. And you can't sit there and think you know what to say, because you'll be on the peak of the mountain, you know what, and then you get going, and then you realize you don't know how to say anything when people don't come in and they don't believe you and they make fun of you. It takes lots of training. It's lots of audio sets. We have all of them, lots of videos, and you'll hear me say all these things, and then you'll know them, and you'll say them, and they'll be up there hanging out with me. And we'll be boating in the Florida Keys, okay, drinking mango, having mango smoothies. Right, people? Okay? Okay. I get excited about that because in chiropractic, it's just such a problem. The chiropractor's trying to, like, listen to their symptoms and diagnose the number of visits they need. They need 100 of them. But you can't sell them 100 because the price is too high for them to start. So we have to have a number of visits that we can package. And it looks like this. Here we go. Okay, look, here's how simple it is. 24 visits. Okay, I'll do this. I didn't plan on doing this, but I'll do it right now. Here's what this would look like. Listen carefully. Okay, this is the highest level that exists in chiropractic and maybe has ever existed. You got a patient sitting there, you're going to recommend 24 visits. Here's exactly what it sounds like. Remember, as a chiropractor, you got to go over the problem, you got to go over the plan, and you got to have a payment arrangement. Okay, that's it. Okay, so you have a consult. Okay, you explain chiropractic, you do an exam, you take some x-rays. There. Now we go problem, plan, payment arrangement. That's it. That's all it is. So here we are. Here's the payment arrangement. We whip out the sheet, and it sounds like this. Jennifer, as you see, I recommend 24 visits. It's quite conservative, but I'm confident it's going to treat you well. Now, 24 visits at the chiropractor, well, that could be $2,000 or $3,000 pretty easily, depending on where you go in the country. How much they do on each visit. But I want you to relax, okay? Here we're going to have a flat office visit fee of $75. That means whatever I do, if I work on the whole spine or check a shoulder, even if I have to take another x-ray, it's only going to be $75. I'm going to do everything I can on every visit to help you as much as possible, and I'm going to keep the same fee. And that's really great. People really appreciate that. So you see, 24 at $75 is $18. Okay, that's better than $2,000 or $3,000, but it's still real money, I know. Now, this is if you paid each time you came in, but nobody ever does that. It's so easy today to do it other ways. So everybody pays it all at once. It's just $14, And if you'd like to make a few payments, that's perfectly fine. It's 16. Which is going to work better for you? There it is. Okay. That's it. That's the top of the mountain. That's the guaranteed gold medal winner right there. And I will explain why. We have a smart recommendation that's enough visits you can actually do something, but not so many that it doesn't make sense to people or that gets the price unreachable. And you're absolutely right. 24 visits could be 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 at some offices around the country. You got to tell them that. They don't know. So you have to make it cold. And then you're going to start making it warmer. Listen carefully here. Listen carefully. Research. They took about 1,500 people, put their hand in freezing cold water for like 15 minutes. No. For like 10 minutes. Freezing water. Then they took a bunch of people, they put their hand in freezing water, but after like 8 minutes, they warmed the water up a few degrees. But they kept them in the water for like 7 more minutes. So it's freezing cold water for 10, or it's here for 15, but they warmed it up a little bit partway through. After it's all done, they survey everybody. Which thing of water do you want to stick your hand in? Everybody wanted this one, even though it was in the water longer. That little bit of warming up the water is so powerful. It made people want that more than just being in the water for 10 minutes. What does that mean? $2,000 or $3,000. I'm going to warm up the water. Then I'm going to warm it up again, and I'm going to warm it up again. Very powerful psychologically. I don't have time to explain all the verbal technology that I'm using here. Just understand that this is what you want to do. Okay? All right? And then notice here, I'm going to do everything I can on every visit to help you as much as possible. They feel like they're getting more for their money. I just warmed up the water again. What are they going to do? Say no? Who's going to say no? I'm honest. I'm very clear. I'm accurate with my recommendation. I've done everything I can to make it more affordable. I give them a bigger break if they prepay because it's one payment. They do get a break if they make automatic payments, but it's not the same because the commitment level isn't the same. There's more risk for us. So this makes perfect sense. By the way, here, when you do the math, what you're collecting per visit here is still excellent. So it mathematically works out beautiful. And then when they refer people, they're referring people into something that's great. Okay? All right? Okay. So that's what that looks like. Now, we don't have time to go over the plan, okay? But remember now, we draw a dot. Okay, I'll do it for people. All right, here we go. Okay? This is part of the scripting, Hector, but you'll get all the scripting because, you'll have it available to you, okay? That's the payment arrangement. Now, this is how we set them up for the payment arrangement. I'm going to move on to some other topics here, okay? All right, we've got work to do here. Hang with me now. Patient comes back. All the procedures are critical. They're all modular. There's the consult. There's exactly what you say. All the wording is already engineered and been used. Might be over a million times now. Okay? And then, of course, it's the consult. And the second they tell you where it hurts, you stand up and you touch it so we can take over the ownership process. Then we explain what we're going to do, and we have to explain how chiropractic works very quickly. Then, of course, we're into our exam, which is always done seated with the back of the chair flipped down, and they're always in front of a mirror so they can see you. And so when I talk and communicate, they can see me because it's my words that are going to move them into chiropractic. Okay? All right? Then will be x-ray time. Then we will do what we call the Insta report, where we go over the problem the second after we push the button. Or if we need to, we can leave and make a couple of adjustments and come back and do it. We have ways to sneak out because it's not this. New patient, office visit, rapport, new patient. It's this. It's new patient, but you're going to adjust two people, okay, and two more people while you're seeing the new patient simultaneously. You're adjusting. They put a gown on. You adjust two people. You come back. You go. You have them put their shirt back on. You go adjust two people, and you come back. So you saw four visits, plus you saw the new patient. You didn't operate linear. That's what amateurs do. With the right layout, when I can just say, I want you to go ahead and put a gown on, leave everything on the bottom. You can leave your bra on too, Jennifer, but I do need to be able to see the back so I can examine the vertebra. Just like the dentist has to be able to see your teeth to examine your teeth. When you're all ready, just open the door hair. I'll be right back in. I leave. Bill, great to see you. Bop, 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 bop. 58 seconds. Okay. Jenny, come on in. Beautiful adjustments. 44 seconds. I go back in. I'm ready to examine the spine. Everybody's flowing. Everything's moving. It's just graceful and beautiful and fun because you're efficient, which is the key to success. All right. All right. So then we go over the problem. Okay. We'll save that for some other time. But the plan would look like this. Then they leave. We send them the cool video that explains how chiropractic works. We have a 5-video series that we train everybody on how to do, okay? So people can get that. That's their patient education. And then they come back in. We go through this, and then they sit. And what we do here that's the key, and this is why the Gonstead benches should be in every room you have. It's like the most valuable table in chiropractic because you can put people on it. You can put the whole family there while I'm adjusting one person here. Then they can just start swapping. The team meeting happens and all the team sits on the bench. It's just, I got two benches in my office here, okay? Plus, it's perfect for taking a nap on in the middle of the day if you need to. But I'll just do it like this so you can understand. When we go and give a report to a patient about what they need for care, we do something here that nobody else has ever thought of. We draw a diagram. We don't just sit and bounce words off their head, okay? Everybody's used to this video. Stimulating action, and then you're just going to sit there and talk to them and think they're going to hear you? Forget it, okay? Even though I had the diagram way before this thing ever was invented, okay? Okay? All right, so it sounds like this. Bill, you probably want to know how this works. Let me take a minute and show you here. Let's let this line represent optimal health. And I mean, this is you feeling great. You're not taking any medication. You sleep great. Your energy is great. You're as strong as you've ever been. Usually this is back when we're a kid. And even then, research shows that 80% of infants had their neck twisted when they were born. So when they're born, a few minutes later, they're already right there. And they need to go to the chiropractor. That's why it's so important to bring your boys in and get your boys checked, especially if they're in hockey. But let's focus on you. So in your life, all these things have happened that got you down here. And we'll call this down here in the pain zone. Or weakness, numbness, tingling, migraines, headaches, pain around the calves and ankles, all of these different things, any sort of named symptom that tells you something is wrong. And that's what we have with you, isn't it? We got that low back. We got that between the shoulder blades. It's even gone down into your pinky. This is not good. Because if it's already going down into your pinky, and the longer it goes, nerves heal about 3 millimeters a month, okay? Because so much of that root has to grow back out on that tree. But what we have here is this. This is when you call me, right there. So I examine the spine, and you know, we figured out which vertebra we need to work on, don't we? We know where we need to do the work, and also we took the x-ray. We can see the condition of the spine, and we see the position of the vertebra. So we're really on top of this. So we're going to have our plan of spinal adjustments, boom, 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 to get you better, 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 better. Now, it can't be perfect again. Okay, can't be perfect again, but we want to get you as good as we can get you, okay? And then I'm going to have some recommendations on how to keep it good, because what a waste it would be, and you draw a frowny face, it would be to see it all go bad again. Now, this time period here to get better, it's right around 90 days. Well, why 90 days? Well, it's pretty simple. 90 days is just the time it takes ligaments and tendons, pause because these are big words, muscles, bones, and nerves to heal. If you sprained an ankle, it's not going to be much better in a couple weeks, but in 90 days, it'll be pretty good. If you had a cut that needed 40 stitches, 40, always more than the number you're going to recommend, because remember, cold, and then you go to the warmer number, okay? It's not going to be too much better. It's going to be pretty nasty in a couple weeks, isn't it? But after 90 days, it'll be pretty well healed. And the spine works the same way, obviously. Now, during that time, I'm going to recommend we have 24 visits. It's quite conservative, but I'm confident it's going to treat you well. There it is. There's the plan. Then we pull out the sheet. Well, you're probably wondering what 24 visits costs. And then we do the next part. So everything we have at Winner's Edge is just a little module. There's your little consult, okay? And then here's how you stand up, and then here's how you explain chiropractic, and you do your exam, and here's what you say before they take x-rays. You take the x-rays, you do the in-situ report of the problem, okay? You're gonna introduce them to chiropractic in your office. They're done for the day. Okay, you send them a cool little video. They come back in. Okay, we're probably going to put them on the TR1000 IST. Then they're going to come back and we're going to do the plan. Okay, then we're going to do the payment arrangement. Then they're going to walk up front and get all of that all set up. And then they're done. Then after that, they just come in for office visit. Okay, then on the 12th one, we do a quick little re-exam. Then we go all the way to here. And then we have the process to move them into a wellness plan. And we have that transition. I mean, it's so genius what we have on how we do that. It should like be in the Smithsonian. Okay? All right? Do you see here? Everything's just a little, you just memorize that one little thing. Jennifer, it's so great to have you in. Michael has sent in like everybody he knows. We hope you do as well as all those people have in here with our care. Now, thanks for doing such a good job on your paperwork here, but let me ask you, what is the number one thing that's bothering you the most that you'd like me to help you with? And then you shut up and listen, and they start to talk. And they're going to start to show. And you say, show me where. And you stand up, and you touch it. And it's the first time you touch, and they feel that skill and that gentleness. Okay? You must strip the authority away from them. They know more about their problem than you do. So you need to then learn more about it than they do, so they will then listen to you. And what we do here, we did a whole seminar on that. It's a seminar on it. They know all about it. It is killing them. It has made them call you. They want to get it checked, it fixed, pay for it, not have to deal with it anymore. So you have to come in and talk about it. Then you have to examine and find it, mark down where it is, take an x-ray of it, go over the problem of it, lay out a plan for it, a payment arrangement to address it. You need to adjust it, fix it, and then we want to have a wellness plan to maintain it. All of chiropractic revolves around that, which is what? Subluxation. Some people's lives are subluxated, aren't they? You ever had a subluxated relationship? State of less light, life, or energy flowing in the relationship? You ever had a subluxated car? Of course, the word describes a disrelationship somehow with whatever you're describing. It's incredible. It's an incredible word. I got a subluxated mouse. Why? Because I got some sort of tape residue and my mouse is kind of sticking on my desk. And believe me, if you saw my screens or what I have, I am a power computer user, so I am into mouse speed. Okay? So I have to clean that off with a little peroxide. Okay? Okay. How much fun is this? Is there anything more exciting to talk about? Because you're out to build a masterpiece. You want to have the office itself physically be a masterpiece. I just have to show you something. Okay, you won't even believe this when I show you. Okay? Let me get you back. Well, hold on. Let me get you back over here. Let's see if I can find this. Hold on. This will be worth it, I assure you. Okay. I got asked to look at a floor plan to help these people out, but this wasn't just your typical floor plan, okay? I've got to dig this out so you can see it. Okay. Oh, Katie, where is that? Katie saw this and her eyes crossed immediately and she just got scared and she threw it on my desk like, ah! But I'll show you what I mean in just a minute, okay? All right, here we are. Okay, here we go. Now, I want you to be glad that this is not what you have to design for yourself. Dermatology, dental, mental health, pediatrics, a big, huge multi-doctor office that has space to rent to a chiropractor. And the guy says, Tori, can you help me make suggestions on the floor plan here? Now, I will take a minute, and because I know this will be valuable for you. And by the way, this will make your office like bubblegum. And remember now, I can draw a floor plan for you as fast as I can grab a pencil. It is ridiculously easy for me with my architecture experience and how many times I've done it. Okay? And I just say it simply. If I didn't draw your plan, you're doomed. It's just that simple. Okay? There's just too much you have to know. Way, way, way too much. Okay? All right. So here's, I'm going to hone in on this so this makes more sense to you. Let's zoom in here. Oh, I want to get it more zoomed. I'm not sure if there's a... here it is here. Okay, here we are now. Check this out. Now, this is what the whoever person drew for them and presented. Now, just observe. I'll get you to understand here. Chiro exam room here. Adjusting room. Chiro room. Chiro room. And this is like some other doctor's rooms over here. But notice this. Way over here in the corner is the little Chiro assistant desk. And then there's this goofy Chiro storage thing back here for who knows what reason. And then there's a little Chiro office. So we have this little Chiro office way in the corner, a little Chiro assistant thing here. And somehow, and by the way, the chairs are out here. See the chairs in the yellow? So the Chiro assistant would have to get up and go out and get every person and bring them back in and put them like in one of these two rooms and then walk over here and tell the Chiro to walk all the way over here to see the person. You can already see that how much of a disaster this is, okay? By the way, but now the question is, what's the solution? How do you fix it? It's easy to look at it and say, that's crazy. You'll walk your life away. What's the solution? Well, the solution, okay, I still have it here. Oh, here's the solution. Well, let me see if I can find it really quick. Let me see. Hold on a second here. I will show you the solution because it will be valuable for you. I could tell you, but it wouldn't be as good as if I actually showed you, okay? So let's go here and see if I can. And of course, that's what this person's looking for versus just me saying, talking about it. Okay. Okay, here we go, friends. This is the solution, okay? And this is the solution for you. All right, so here's how we fix this. It'll seem easy once I explain it to you. What we're going to do here is we're going to take whoever this physician's office here in this break room and whatever, and we're going to take those and move them over here to where the Chiro rooms were. And by the way, notice, see how it says PM physician's office, but this is the PM's rooms over here? Well, it only makes sense that their office should be right there. So anyway, we'll get that guy out of here, or they get that gal out of there and move them over here. So now what the Chiro has is this. Check this out. Their desk in the corner, doorway, primary adjusting right here, the command center, trap door to additional adjusting, trap door into a beautiful exam room. Three-room corridor for the chiropractor. Can be doing a report, adjusting people, seeing new patients, going back and forth through the corridor without ever having to go out in the hallway. We get rid of this goofy storage room. We just rotate the Chiro assistant desk, and we have a nice little room for four hot seats here. Plus, we have a little storage room back here that's perfect. Now the people at the Chiro can just walk right in, sit here, right into the three-room corridor and out. I mean, this is like a 200-visit-a-day thing if the chiropractor wants to do that. And I have no doubt when this gentleman presents this to the bosses that are building this huge multi-million dollar complex, they're going to have to be impressed, okay? You have to have hot seats. You have to have the corridor rooms with the trap doors. You have to have the CA and the doctor must be able to see each other when the doctor is in their doorways. See, here's the primary doorway. You can see the CA. CAs do not face out a window. They face into the office. You have to see the CA. There is way, way, way too much communication that has to occur to have them down a hallway or around a corner, okay? And 100 other things we don't have time to explain here, okay? All right. So anyway, that just gives you an idea how hairy some of those situations can get. But we want your layout in your office to be perfect, which is exactly what we'll do if you're hanging out here with us. Okay, I got a few more things to go over here. But we're going to get to where we open this up here in a few minutes. So just hang with me. Just relax, okay? Take a little breath in. And by the way, you need to be able to go and go and go. Too many chiropractors are just three people and they got to like sit down for some reason. No, I want to stand up and I want to see people all the way for 3 hours solid. I do not want to sit for a second. Person, 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 new one, person, 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 report. Person, 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 report who brought the husband in who wants to get checked out. So we got that new one. Boom, 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 boom. 87 for the morning. Post huddle with the team. Let's go have a great lunch because I can run home for lunch, of course, because I've got my home position properly. Come back in all sharp and ready to go. 120 for the afternoon. A beautiful day of 170 visits. And we go home very happy and proud of the service that we provided to so many people. Get the idea? Sustained work, not 2 minutes of work. And I need a break. I got to sip my water bottle. I got to look at my phone for 20 minutes for every 5 minutes of work I do. You get the idea. Okay. I'll get to the chat in a minute here. I just got a reminder that. We'll look at the chat in a second here. Let me get a couple more of these points done because I know it's important, okay? By the way, here's what I really did today. I needed to get some of this material in video more for our clients, okay? Even though we have a whole startup video section. And then I thought, well, I might as well let our people on live while I'm doing this recording. Then I thought, why not just send a link out and let anybody be on live, okay? And that's how this is working out. So I hope you're enjoying it. I'm sure that you're picking up some great tidbits. Okay, next thing is this. Very quickly, old news. There's only five people that come in, and you only do five things. Okay? They're a new patient. They're a report. They're an office visit. They're a re-exam. You're re-signing them into wellness care for the future. That's it. And they're a PI. They're a work injury. They're cash. They have Medicare. Or they do have some sort of insurance. There's only five things you do on five people. Do you think you can be a master at that? And the answer is yes. Look at the playbook for an NFL football team. You kidding me? Five people, five plays. That's it. That's all you do. So you see how you can get really, really, really good at re-signing people into the future? Really, really good at the very simple re-evaluation process? Really, really good with a perfect office visit that's 1 minute, okay? By the way, once again, if you want to see 300 a week, you have to be able to adjust people in 1 minute. Yeah, but I want to spend time with people. Well, then I guess you won't be able to pay off your student loans and you'll struggle and suffer and you'll wish you never went to school. It's your choice. Really great with your report process, like I was just describing, the problem, the plan, and the payment arrangement. Really, really good with the new patient process. There you are. And then, of course, you understand the PI laws in your state because it's easy. Try, I want to be all cash. That's what stupid people say. There's no other way to say it. What? So you have a good cash person who goes and gets in a car wreck. They're covered 100%. You're not going to see them. Is that what you're going to do because you're all cash? Or you have a beautiful cash patient who turns 65. They hand you their Medicare card. Now Medicare will pay you for 20-something visits a year. And you're going to say, no, you can't see me anymore because you're all cash. There is no such thing as all cash. The pro chiropractor is an expert when people get plowed in a wreck. Because if you got plowed in a wreck, you would hope some chiropractor would take care of you, right? You get hurt at work? Of course. Of course, cash people with no insurance. Of course, you're an expert with Medicare. Okay? What, my mom would say, so that mean, honey, you wouldn't take care of me if I came in? Of course you're going to be an expert with Medicare. It's easy. It's like sending an email. And, of course, any regular insurance, you're going to be an expert with. What about HMOs and PPOs? Most of them are no good, but there might be one or two in the area that might be valuable for you. We have to handle those things individually. So there it is. There's the pro chiropractor, an expert at all different scenarios, and an expert with all the different procedures. That's all you're out to do. And it's not that hard once we break it down like this. And here's the scripting, the scripting, the scripting, the scripting, the scripting to do it. We have it all for you. Okay? Incredible. All right? Okay. Now, I want to do a couple money things here. All right? A couple money things. Right? I will show you something. And these are all the Winner's Edge secrets, many of them I'm revealing to you. It seems easy when you listen to it, but nobody else breaks it down like that. Okay? But I will show you another Winner's Edge secret, which is why, once again, okay, and you probably already know this, the Winner's Edge chiropractor is the richest chiropractor. Why? Because they have the superior systems on how to invest money. So I just want to show you something very quickly so you understand, okay? Here is the money flow system. I'm just going to describe it to you. And again, anything, you have to be able to put it into a graphic.
Please continue on to part 3.